Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. 713-572-4610. What's the best way to cook bacon?
Okay, you're asking?
Yeah, I'm asking. What's the best way to cook bacon?
I'm a convert. I used to always do it in an iron skillet or a flat top, you know, old school, hot.
Cast iron skillet for your bacon?
Oh, cast iron's the best. Well,
I love cast iron.
Yeah, I but, say that, but I'm a convert now to the oven.
It's, now,
yeah, it stays flatter, it keeps its size,
yeah,
its length, and it still gets crispy. I'm okay. A convert.
Yeah, the important question to ask is how do you like your bacon, though?
Yeah.
Because, like, that will depend. A lot of people like it crispy, and for the most part, you're right. I think you're right. Like, mm-hmm. objectively, the oven is a good way to go. I personally am not, like, full crispy.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell y'all. Actually, I should just say it. I've actually not been doing pork bacon for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, I have actually converted to turkey bacon.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
It is. It is. People get after me. I'm sure it's coming.
You got to know how to cook it, too. Because at first, I was like, nah, you know, I wasn't really a big fan. But you got to cook it the right way. And it's just fine. It's not as, I guess, good as pork bacon.
Yeah.
But, nah, it's not terrible.
How do you do yours?
I do it in the oven, kind of both.
Yeah.
Sometimes I throw it in the oven because it's easier to cook in there,
mm-hmm.
and then keep it straight and all that stuff. Yeah. But sometimes if I do it in the skillet, I'm totally fine with that.
Have you seen the people that have started, like, kind of boiling, quote unquote, the bacon?
Is that that guy that you heard from the other day with the steak?
No. This is actually more legitimate. The idea being that what it'll do is it starts cooking. And obviously, the water will, it's not really fully boiling. It's just you kind of put some water in there, and then when the water evaporates, then it'll kind of cook it down further.
Huh.
But it kind of renders out the fat a little bit differently. And I haven't tried it, but it
I'm
looks
willing
interesting.
To try. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My second question, what's the best type of sausage to cook or grill?
All right, you
like, what's your go-to sausage?
You came to the right person.
Yeah, like, I'm going to defer
to
the
grocery store. You about to cook on the grill. Which brand of sausage
okay,
are you
so
up?
There's three that are my go-tos. My number one, and I've gone to the extent of driving there, if like for July 4th or something.
Tell me you're going to Louisiana.
No, I'm going to Elgin. I'm going to
I'm
going to get that Elgin sausage.
Okay.
God, that's good. Anybody going to Austin, I always tell them, hey, can you stop in Elgin and get me, you know, 5, 6, 10 pounds of Elgin sauce? So that's my number one, but it's not as easy to get all the time because some stores have it, but it's very unpredictable.
Mm.
My number two is Belleville. Belleville Meat Market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I bring this up because yesterday I was actually cooking on the grill a little bit. My go-to is Zuma sausages.
Oh, that's the Barrio ribeye.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the hood ribeye, whatever you want to call it.
These are all words.
Yeah, okay.
I'm hearing words and I'm nodding and smiling.
Zuma, you never had Zuma?
Maybe.
Zuma's legit.
You know what my extent is with sausage?
In the barrio.
That looks good. I'll eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I was kind of feeling the same way, but I wasn't really familiar with Zumo sausage mm-hmm. because obviously it's more of a local thing, or I think they originated out of Beaumont, if I'm not mistaken. But it wasn't until a Houston legend, and rest in peace to Big Pokey, he was on Instagram Live with Lil Kiki, and they were kind of going back and forth a little bit. They was kind of having a little cook-off, unofficially cook-off. I think Lil Kiki was at the house cooking breakfast. He was making bacon. And Big Pokey, he was on the grill or whatever. And so it kind of started. Here's Lil Kiki pretty much showing the bacon to Instagram and to Big Pokey. And it kind of started a little something right here.
Bacon already ready, fresh and pretty. You understand?
Let me see what you looking like. Let me see what you looking like on that.
Yeah, crispy like you like it.
Okay, I see. I see he's crushed up. Mine be pretty and straight. You cooked it on the skillet or the oven?
Nah, I ain't doing no damn oven. That's that white guy.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Off the skillet.
Listen, IG, if you want your bacon pretty and straight, looking like the rest.
Hey, man, look at man.
Put it in the oven. Let this
first of all, I'm talking.
This chicken is going to be bow-legged and not needed and snoop with it and everything. We cook like
bacon is off the top, let me just let you know this here. Man, a don't eat no Zuma sausages, man.
Straight leg, but don't eat no Zumas.
Man, that's what I said.
Man, you trick. You about to, man, IG for the turn on you.
Man, hey, listen.
Zuma is the liveliest sausage out there, man. You probably eat an Earl Campbell. That's what you eat, Earl Campbell.
Hey, I'm with Earl.
I'm with
Earl for
this sausage, ain't you? I'm a chapel here. Oh, ain't no dry-ass sausage. Man, lotion on that dry motherfucker.
I looked in there at your sausage. The chest wasn't even bust open on your sausage. The chest wasn't even bust
on
open.
On the pit, he bust himself, cut. What you doing on the skillet? You bust his chest. But on the pit, he bust himself.
They were going on back and forth.
This is what healthy male relationships look like as they get older. Yeah. Just talking trash about your how you cook versus how other people cook. Right, this is healthy.
It's so great, too, because both of these guys are in hip-hop or was in hip-hop and very competitive. And so it was just kind of funny seeing them being so competitive over cooking.
Well, he I can't believe he hadn't had Zumo.
Lil Kiki said he don't like it.
Yeah, he had it. He just said that's not
fair. His go-to was, what was his go-to?
Chapel Hill.
Yeah,
that's good sausage.
And so Big Pokey like, man, that dry-ass sausage, man, you got to put some lotion on there. Rest in peace to Big Pokey, man. Yeah. I thought that was very entertaining. And I wasn't familiar with any of the sausages.
So you just learned something.
But, yeah, he sold me on the Zumo. Because the way he said it, I'm like, wait, should I be trying this?
Honestly, that is exactly the type of recommendation I want. The type of recommendation that I want is somebody that loves this thing so much that they're willing to cuss you out about the way that you go about your life because you're not doing what they do.
He stopped what he was talking about. And was like, wait, you don't even know Zoom.
That was a surprise to me.
He's like, man, IG about to turn on you. But I actually cut some Zumo sausages yesterday. Pretty good, man. Yeah. So
Pokey was right?
Yeah, I think he was right. I think he was right. So rest in peace to Big Pokey, man.
Rest in peace indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
As I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, let's go out to Milwaukee. So it was
Milwaukee.
Yeah, so it was a man up there wrongfully arrested by the FBI.
Oops.
And was accused of being a narcotics dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And here is ABC 12 in Milwaukee with the story. And by the end of this, I think they need to lock old buddy back up.
Ryan Porter, one of the men at the center of this raid, talking one-on-one with 12 News hours after agents hauled him away.
Walked downstairs and, you know, there's guns everywhere.
You can see him here, hands in the air, later in this video, handcuffed. He says he was driven away to the FBI field office in St. Francis.
I think this is a little excessive, you guys, but I mean, come to find out, you know, they did a bunch of raids this morning because they are trying to knock down this network of narcotic dealers, traffickers, and things like that.
Porter says agents questioned him for nearly 7 hours before letting him go.
They didn't charge you with anything.
No, they told me they didn't have an indictment against me. They were tapping my phone for 6 weeks.
They told you that?
They told me they were tapping my phone, God. And they were surveilling my house on Center Street for like 6 weeks.
Porter showed us this video of the aftermath of his home after he says agents searched for drugs. When we asked Porter if he's ever sold drugs, he didn't hold back.
So you don't know of any drug selling or
yeah,
drug
so we
the part. That's it.
Yeah, so a little cocaine.
But says he isn't who the FBI is really after.
So you're innocent then, basically.
I mean, more or less, like I'm small potatoes.
You gotta go to jail, straight to jail, man.
Just for being
you were so close.
Yeah, skip the $200, yeah. Go straight to jail, man. Don't collect any money.
They tapped his phone and let him walk after a 7-hour interview. He said, like, "I said a little weed. cocaine."
That is insane. You know what that is? That is you got the ball at the 20. You broke away.
Yes.
You at the 5 and you out here doing the Irish. Get it to the end zone.
No, you
just
dropped
go.
The ball.
Just get it to the end zone.
No, you let the ball go as you walk into the end zone.
Just get it to the end zone, dog.
Now is a touchback.
Do you know how rare it is to get hemmed up by the FBI and get left free?
And then you go, well, I saw weed.
They were tapping his phone. What, they say 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
And them wiretaps are not easy to get.
Yeah.
And they interviewed him for 7 hours and they said, you know what? Go ahead.
You got it, big dog.
Yeah. Here, let me go and on TV. My bad. Go on the news and say,
yeah, a little cocaine, a little weed here and
just
there.
What an unforced error.
Yeah, so I think they need to lock his ass. I would come right back. Just a regular cop. I was just, hey, man, we saw the interview, man. Just come with us, man. You need to spend at least like a good 5 days. Spend a week in jail,
couple
man.
Couple follow-ups here.
Yeah, just spend a week in jail for that nonsense. Yeah,
and I'm a drug dealer, but I'm not that drug dealer. Come on now. Get it right.
It's a mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So we coming to around the time of holiday traveling and all that stuff. The holiday is next week, so man. A lot of people going to be hitting the roads and I guess the airlines and all that stuff. They're going to be flying around. So AAA expect a record number of Americans to travel for Thanksgiving. And they said it might be around 82 million people head out.
Ooh. Aren't we a country of 300 something mil?
Yeah, but with all the airline strife, a lot of people probably plan to drive.
Yeah. I'm even though they're opening back up the routes, right?
Yeah. No, I'm glad you said that. So they 82 million people are expected to head out this year.
Sheesh.
73 million will drive.
Yeah.
So it'll be a lot of people on the road. 6 million will fly and 2.5 million will take buses, trains, and other ways of transportation. So I guess I could try to help y'all. I don't know if y'all gonna listen or roll with this, but the worst times to be on the road per AAA.
Let me know.
Next Tuesday from noon to 9 p.m.
Okay.
And next Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, please don't do that.
So
to
I
me.
Wanna say that's right. Driving? That's right before Thanksgiving.
After the show, I'm planning on driving out.
You're gonna be right in there, buddy.
Yeah. 6 hours to get to Corsicana.
Yep.
So I should just wait till 8 p.m. next week, huh?
Just travel on Thanksgiving, man. Ain't nobody going
to
be on
the
road.
Or are you going to Killeen?
Yeah, I'm going to Killeen. And I'm supposed to be cooking something up there, too.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I need to go.
4 hours delivery.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're heading home, I don't know when you plan on heading home.
Yeah.
But the worst times to head home, Sunday, which is November 30th, between 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Monday, December 1st, between noon and 8 p.m. So that Monday is going to be a little rough, which includes the regular traffic.
Yeah.
So that's going to be regular traffic because a lot of people probably going back to work and all that stuff. The best day to drive is Thursday, which is Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot. It ain't going to be a lot of traffic going on.
Were your parents, my dad was this. I was never this dad. We're getting up at 4:30 and we're going to be on the road by 5.
I never was that.
My
parents was like that.
One time we took
a trip to Bessemer, Alabama.
Yeah,
we had to get up like 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The drive, I think that might be about a 16-hour drive.
Oh, jeez. Baby,
something like that. Oh. And this was in the '90s,
yeah.
So it was me, mom, dad, sister, and uncle, mm-hmm. all in a Cadillac DeVille.
Well, at least it was spacious. You got a Cadillac.
Yeah, DeVille. It was really spacious.
Yeah,
but man, that was we had to get up early for that one, and it was no GPS. We had to use a map.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Well, the beauty of these things is I've noted it. At least Tuesday, Wednesday, you can rock here on Sports Radio 610. We got you covered as normal. And then Monday coming back, we'll be here as well.
We'll be here.
So
yep. As you commute back,
that's mm-hmm. right. It'll be all good in the hood.
Yep. All right, got to give a special salute to ESPN. I don't know if you guys saw this, but a new 30 for 30 coming out.
Really.
Called Booyah. Do you know who that's
about? Oh, man. Oh,
yep.
That's Scott.
Yep, yeah. Stuart Scott. Mm-hmm. They got a 30 for 30 coming out. I want to say it's early December. And I kind of want to check that out. I'm be interested.
I think it'll be great.
It's been a minute since I've been really wanting to watch a 30 for 30.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of, interested in seeing this about Stuart Scott. He was one of my favorite people growing up, just early on
and
watching
his one of the early talents,
Yeah.
Is it weird that my brain goes, we're doing a 30 for 30 documentary about a media member?
It is a little weird. It is a little weird. I think this is sort of a special circumstance, publicly fighting his battle early. Yeah. I think there's going to be some cool early ESPN stories.
Fair.
That kind of stuff.
The question I had immediately is this going to be a feature length? Is it going to be like an hour long?
I'm not quite sure.
No, I know, but that's my thought, because I'm like, I also don't want this, as much as I enjoy Stuart Scott and I would love to watch this, I'm sure that I will. I also go into my natural thoughts mm-hmm. on where we've gotten in documentary, which is a lot of this stuff gets bloated.
Yeah, no, you and I are on the same page with that. But
I'm kind of curious on like his early life, how he got into the business.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know anything about Stuart Scott until I started watching ESPN. And,
yeah.
I didn't realize how much he kind of changed the way we do media and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'd be very interested to see this.
Yeah.
And also, I got to give a thanks for nothing, man. Uh-oh.
Another. It's been a lot of thanks for nothings recently.
I like this.
Thanks for nothing, Sam Merrill.
Yeah. Oh.
We did a whole segment.
We really did.
Half a
Wait
segment.
Till you get a load of this guy.
Yeah.
Man, they're shooting the three ball. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, watch out for that Sam Merrill.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have to watch out for him because he didn't play. It's not
sure
worse
didn't.
Than a wasted segment, man. Yeah. He's doing all that talking about one person, and then they out for rest or whatever.
That's a great thanks.
Well, I think he had hurt he had a hand injury of some sort, so. Mm-hmm. But yeah, still, that I very much felt that. I'm sure I'm pretty sure I texted you guys. I was like, "Damn!" So that whole segment fell. I
figure was like, pretty "Who flat. Are any of these guys?"
Yeah, man. I think the Cavaliers. I said this in our group chat. I feel like the Cavaliers got a bunch of who the hell is that? I'm looking at first. I kind of tapped in late, so I ain't see Sam Merrill.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen the dude. What was his name? I forgot his
name.
Oh, Tomlin.
Something
Tomlin.
He got into it with Jabari.
Yeah,
at one point
it looked like he was kind of getting into it a little bit with. Or he was playing extra crazy mm-hmm. with Kevin Durant and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the hell is Tomlin? He had a couple other people. I'm like, who the hell is Craig Porter Jr.?
Yeah, Craig Porter Jr., undrafted.
And all these guys is out here making some plays, too. I'm like, who the hell is that?
That's Kenny Atkinson being a good coach over there. Not good enough to be Ime Udoka, though, but a good coach nonetheless. All right, there you go. Another fantastic edition of Figgy's Mixtape here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. There's a number of people on the text line like, oh, let me go try this sausage. There's been a fun sharing of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need to check it out because I'm open to trying... whatever sausage y'all like.
You might need to collect it up. Go ahead and do you a little series, and then people can hit you up at the Figgy Fig on social media and see which sausages that you did like or did not like and put them out to the people as a little in-the-loop special there.
And somebody, I should clarify, because somebody said the sausage from Southside Market is awesome. That's the I call it Elgin sauce. Southside Market is in Elgin.
Got you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
The Southside Market is the
Look
one.
Us learning stuff. Yeah. All right. You're in the loop. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive for a truncated version as they lead you in to Texans countdown. But before we get there, how are you feeling about this head coaching matchup or just coaching matchup in general in this game? 713-572-4610. We discuss it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.